Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Ah, Friday. Welcome to the Mojo in the Morning Show. This is the Mojo, Mojo in the Morning Show. We have got your Mojo, Mojo in the Morning Show. This is the Mojo, Mojo in the Morning Show. At full strength, good to have everybody here today. Mojo, Spike, Shannon, Megan, Mike, KP, Reese, Lydia, and Katie. Good to have you guys here with us today. Thank you for joining us on the Mojo in the Morning Show. It's going to be the last, I guess, morning that you're going to wake up where you're not going to be probably putting a winter coat on, because it looks like the weather over the course of the next week will only be highs in the 30s, possibly maybe 40 degrees. They even on the weather guy just had put up his map there. We possibly might have flurries on Saturday and Sunday. So Saturday night to Sunday morning. So
I made the executive decision to not tailgate this weekend. I said, you boys have fun. I'll see you next weekend.
And plus, it's Nebraska, right? Yeah.
It's, you know.
It's one of those ones. That's where you give your friends your tickets. Yeah. The ones that have been asking for a while. You give them to a game like that. But it was beautiful yesterday. I got to go out. It was great. My son had like some kind of a thing they do in high school where they do like a, we'll throw all your assignments up online, and you basically, you know, it's kind of like college. You do that whenever you can, turn it in by Monday. So they gave him like almost 2 days. It was 2 days off. So I think it was yesterday and today. So of course he was diligently studying at home with me on a golf course. We went golfing, and it's awesome, by the way, to be able to spend 4 hours nonstop with your son, which is fun. That was actually cool. But I got to, talking to a couple of people that were out there on the golf course, and Luke was mesmerized by the fact that I will just talk to complete strangers and ask them as many questions as I possibly can. Yeah. And I heard from a guy that I met yesterday that there is a procedure that he has done that I have never in my life ever heard about. It's a cosmetic procedure. And Mike, Spike, Reese, you may not need it, Reese. You're younger. You actually probably have perfect everything on your body.
We'll see.
Well, how's your scrotum?
Wait, what?
Oh, I couldn't even tell you what that is.
You don't know your scrotum?
No idea.
Oh, we need to stop the topic.
Hang on
a second. We don't know. Do you know where your scrotum is on your body?
Where, bone? Or is that like an organ?
Are you joking?
I'm being very serious.
You don't know what a scrotum is?
No idea. A scrotum?
Do I have a scrotum?
Good question.
Look at KP's face.
Reese, scrotum is the thing that holds your
balls.
Okay, well,
you have a scrotum.
You learn something new every day.
Did you do sex ed?
I did, but years ago, and I probably wasn't paying attention.
Well, listen to this. This gentleman actually has gone to a cosmetic surgeon for, you ready for this? Scrotox.
Stop it right now.
More guys need it.
He has Botoxed his scrotum.
Why?
Because he says that it makes it look better down there. And Megan actually was probably a prime example of this. She says that more guys need this. He would not show me his, but he told me to Google what a scrotox is. And I'm going to say this to you guys.
Hold on, I'm going
to. All Google. I actually Google before and after pictures
no.
of this.
Oh, scrotox before and after. No, I want.
Who is going to inject a needle into their sack?
Off. Well, okay.
Yes. What it does, what scrotox does, is scrotox will alleviate the wrinkles down there.
You know what? Humans are, we're done. We had a nice run. It's over.
Okay, so
it's supposed to be wrinkled. Like, what are we gonna do brain tox next? Because it has squiggly.
It doesn't
lines?
Look that different.
Spike, it wasn't wrinkly though when we were younger. It doesn't hang down as low, and it starts hanging as you get older. Maybe it's the gravity of you walking and standing for as
First
long
of
as
all,
you do.
Don't you wonder whose penis this is on this before and after? Like,
well,
can you sign off so we can use your scrotum on the before and after photos?
The picture that popped up for me was like an apple, like a rotten apple, and then like a brand new apple.
That's what it looks like. You go from a rotten apple to a brand new apple. So this guy was telling me that he scrotoxes. And he's not an old guy. He's like 35, 36 years old. That's actually pretty young. And he says that it was something that a friend told him about. He went to a cosmetic surgeon in the area, somebody in Bloomfield Hills. And he said that he goes and does it, not regularly, but frequently. And he said that it actually makes his privates look bigger.
Well, not in this photo.
Yeah.
Oh, I have never actually like examined like the scrotum of the man that I was with.
Open your eyes.
No, like I do sometimes, but like I don't think that that's like something that I would care about.
I think that's
like a waste of money.
I think that body parts are beautiful, okay? I think that's wonderful. I think the scrotum might be the ugliest part of any
body. The whole guy's reproductive parts. That's why they call it junk. The whole thing's ugly.
You know what it looks like? It looks like the elderly man from Up. That's what it looks like.
Oh, yeah. Don't make fun of him.
It looks like
he
his head.
So cute.
that's what it looks like.
Were you saying it makes it? Wait. I thought you said it just makes it look smoother. It makes it look bigger.
It's the smoothness out of it brings out the a little bit of size.
Dr. Steinberg says the benefits include allowing testicles to hang down further and making them appear bigger. Why would you want your sack to look bigger? That's not the part.
Why would you want them to hang lower?
Don't
you want them to not hang
right,
lower?
Right. I want to tighten them up. Let's you know. Bring the caboose back up to, like, you know, younger standards.
But don't guys like the sound of the slap? Wouldn't that enhance the slapping action?
No.
Because women want their breasts lifted. Guys want their balls lower.
Yeah, right.
Like, it doesn't even make sense.
It doesn't make sense.
John, what's up?
Lower, they're just getting in your way.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
What's happening?
Tripping over my set.
So from a medical standpoint, because I've heard of this once before, so Botox also helps to tighten the skin.
Yes,
so
right.
If you tighten the skin too much, the scrotum is made to allow the testicles to move. So if you tighten the skin there, it can actually cause constricting and it can cause pain.
Not true, my friend.
That's
not
what
true.
I would think. Common sense
not,
would say
not
that.
True. I asked that question This gentleman actually, there's a lot of skin down there needs to be tightened.
Don, do you have any background in this?
This gentleman also paid a doctor a lot of money to do this.
Yeah.
So, because everyone knows Botox is not cheap. I'm sure everyone has experienced that and made the decision, oh, yeah, that's worth it or not worth it.
And it's
so
not.
So, if someone's offering you a bunch of money to try and, you know, aesthetically please, they're not going to, you know, release all the medical benefits and background to it if they're getting money out of it.
John, it's also not permanent, which means these guys are going back to get injections again and again.
Every 3 to 4 months, you got to go.
Exactly.
Who wants to get repeated needle injections in their scrot?
A dedicated man. Kevin, what's happening?
Hey, good morning. So here's the million-dollar question. How did this topic come up when you were talking to this random
person? Great question.
That is a very good question. Actually, the conversation came up. The guy started kind of mixing and mingling, and he was somebody that, you know, has listened to the show before. And we were talking about Botox, and he said that he appreciates that some of us on the show are willing to admit that we might have gotten an injection or two. And then he admitted to me that he does Scrotox.
Okay, all right, sounds good. Well, you guys take care. I'm heading into the woods to hunt.
Wait, question for you, Mr. Deer Hunter. Would you do this? Would you Scrotox?
Probably not.
How do they
look? I don't like needles in my arm. I don't
right.
know about needles on my balls.
How do they look, though? Are they nice and smooth? Maybe you don't need it.
No, very hairy. I'm Caldan.
All right. Go get us something. Go bag a buck, okay?
I have to give myself a needle every week for medicine, like for my... my food allergy. It takes me an hour to give myself one little shot. I'm such a wimp about needles. I can't imagine walking in and spreading the legs and going, yep, go at it.
Also, like, somebody texted this in, too, and this is my question. Like, how many people are you showing your scrotum to that you're worried about how wrinkly it is?
I know.
It's not about everybody. It's so about that stupid one person.
Yeah.
But do you know what the scrotum's for? Like, it's the reason you have a sack is so it can be loose and goose and let the regulate temperature. Like, so your body pulls your testicles up and down to regulate the temperature because they have to be an exact temperature for reproduction.
Wherever you went to learn that, Reese needs to go.
Yeah, I know.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah. Oh. Sorry, we were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.